Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Fireweed Dance Theater, I have director Melinda McAdams and a senior dancer, Aislinn Nichols, here to talk about the performance coming up next Saturday, March 1st. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So for folks who might not know the difference between just the general Sitka Studio of Dance and the Fireweed Dance Theater, Melinda, give us a little breakdown. Who okay. are the Fireweed dancers in particular?
So the Fireweed dancers are dancers at Sitka Studio of Dance who just want a little more experience and extra performance opportunities other than the we do a regular recital in May, which is all the students perform, and this is just the ones that audition. So they're usually older, middle school, high school, and super dedicated. All of our rehearsals are outside of class, so now they're coming to class, and on the weekend they have rehearsal. So they have to be pretty dedicated to stick with it. We also have the Aurora Dance Ensemble, which is some less experienced kids taking their first steps into it. We're hoping to rope them into Fireweed in a year or two.
Okay, so kind of, Aislinn, you described the Aurora Dance Troupe as kind of like the teaser group of, you get to kind of get a peek at what the big kids get to experience within Fireweed.
Yeah, Aurora Dance Ensemble is invited to our dress rehearsal, obviously, so that they get to come and watch and see and perform for us. It's a good experience for them. It pressures them a little bit to remember their dance and to smile through a little bit of a struggle. It's not always easy to perform in front of the big kids.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So a little background with you, Aislinn, of how long have you been dancing and how long has that been with Fireweed?
I have been dancing since I was 8 years old for a total of about 10 years. And all of that has been with Melinda. I have been in Fireweed for about 6 years now. I've been in senior company for 4.
Awesome. So how has that, with senior company, how is that subset within the overall Fireweed dance group? Is that just you are kind of put into more challenging choreography or what is that?
So I'll go ahead and do that one. Senior company members are mostly just more experienced. They've been in the company longer. Everybody gets to say how many dances they want to be in every year. Okay. So the choreographers don't tell them you're doing 3. We ask them, how much time do you have to give and what do you want to do? So you can have a senior company member who's really only in 2 dances.
Okay.
But you could have a junior company member who wants to do more and might be in 3 dances.
Got it.
It's really up to the kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. Of like, this is beyond you're beyond your regular dance classes and on top of all the other responsibilities you have. So that's cool that how much energy you're able to focus in on that.
Yeah, it works well. It keeps everybody happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Fireweed is just a chance for people to do a little bit more than what we do at recital. Mm-hmm. Recital is really what the word is. We recite what we've learned during the year in our genre. Mm-hmm. And then Fireweed is a chance for people that take ballet to do modern and people that take jazz to do ballet so that people can get a nice rounded experience of doing different genres.
And you were also saying before we went on air that this performance with the Fireweed Dance Theater is also unlike a recital in that it's a chance for dancers and choreographers to kind of push the envelope of to try something new. To
a little bit, yeah. I know we have one song and dance that's a little dark. And we wouldn't normally do that at recital. You know, it's got to be grandma-friendly at recital. And Fireweed is our chance to push the envelope a little bit in all kinds of emotions and a little bit. You've got the daring dancers who are ready to go on the floor or lift each other up, which might not happen so much in recital.
Right. Yeah, I guess going off of that, Aislinn, you were saying before we went on air as well of one of the pieces that you're going to be performing this next weekend for the performance is a duet with a longtime friend of yours, Jasmine. Can you talk a little bit about putting together this piece, what it's been like? And it sounds like it's one of those that is kind of pushing the envelope a little bit, at least with what you've done in the past.
Yeah, so this dance that we're performing is to a Lord song, so it's a little bit more dark and grim if you've ever heard any of her music. Mm-hmm. Jasmine and I have been dancing together for quite a while. We've been in the same classes for roughly 9 years, and this dance that we've been put together in is a duet for the seniors. I feel like typically the seniors have a little bit of a dance together, and there's only two of us this year, so we get to do a duet, which is awesome because she's my best friend. This dance is very tricky because her music is a little hard to count, and because it's so dark and grim, we have to maintain a very robust face throughout the entire dance, which if you're doing something you love, you want to smile. So it's a little tricky to maintain a grim appearance. But also I'm lifting her 11 times in this dance, which when you're super, super tired and you've been either smiling or maintaining a face can be very tricky. So
yeah, that's mentally and physically very exhausting.
Yes.
And lifting, also no pressure. You're lifting your best friend up 11 times. You want it to look good.
Yeah.
Be on tempo.
Yeah.
And also, you know, no dropper.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stress. That would stress me out. Goodness gracious. But also how fun to be able to push yourself to try something that is so out of your normal range of things, and to do it with someone that you've been dancing with for 11 years. That is, as you said, your best friend, that have that already, that trust built in. That's pretty exciting to be able to try that and to get to show it to Sitka next weekend. Are you feeling pretty good about it? Your arms you're doing positive affirmations to your biceps.
We've been going on runs outside of class and trying to maintain a physique when we don't have a class or we miss something. So it's tricky staying in shape for something like this, because stamina is definitely going to be your best friend for something, for a show like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've got, there's going to be 6 dancers performing this next weekend, with a total of 13 different dances. What are some of the dances that we can be seeing here? We've got some more modern dances that Aislinn and Jasmine will be doing. What are some of the other kind of genres we can experience?
Well, Aislinn, you can tell them about Vogue.
Vogue is a very fun dance. Nancy Neal is choreographing that one, and anyone who knows Nancy will definitely know that it's going to be a good dance. She's very eccentric and bubbly, and I feel like she's definitely brought that into this dance. We, as a little teaser, are wearing some very elbow-length red satin gloves. So if you know Nancy and you know her style, then it's going to be a very fun one.
Yeah, and we have lots of other choreographers too. We have Jamie Kirkpatrick, who's doing a really fun almost line dance with a couple of kids, which is good. Laura Turcotte's doing a trio, also to a little bit of a darker, moody song. And Kincaid Parsons is doing a dance with Aislinn and Jasmine. So that's good. He's an alumna and my son, so that's always fun. And then we have Christina Rears doing a ballet dance that she did for Sickens Can Dance. And Julie Castillo is coming up to Sitka from California to be our guest artist and do some belly dancing.
Awesome.
Yeah. She's also teaching a class on Sunday, March 2nd, if anybody wants to come to the show. If they're inspired by the belly dancing, if they're a teen or an adult, they can come to the class on Sunday.
Excellent. And you said, and then Joe DeBella is going to be choreographing your piece with Jasmine as well.
Yes.
So lots of people we've seen seeing their choreography before, and how fun to have also some alumni and some guest stars coming in to choreograph. And then one piece I wanted to also have you guys talk about a little bit was A la Merce, which is something you've had in previous shows, which I always think is it's so experimental and just out there. For folks who haven't seen it before, talk about all the different components that go into A la Merce.
Yeah, Laura and I really like to do Merce. so it's an idea from Merce Cunningham, who was a modern dancer, who would do this. Do all the parts of the dance independently. So he would create a dance in silence and hire a musician to make a song. He would hire a costume designer to make the costumes. He would actually practice. We don't practice. We have everybody doing things independently, and we actually only do it in costume with music the first time at the show. So all the dancers will come out to the audience to watch because we're all very curious to see how it will go. We have a poem written by Blossom Teal Olson, which is our inspiration. Ted Howard created a song that he'll play with Rick Fleischman. Rita Christensen did the costumes. Rach Roach did the lights. Laura Turcott did a dance for Aislinn, and I did a dance for Esme and Wren, and those dances will be occurring concurrently on stage, which means you don't know where the other group is going to be, and they might be in your way or on the floor, so it's going to be exciting to see how it goes together.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And Aislinn, you were saying in some of your rehearsals for your part of the choreography, you were having someone like put random chairs in your way just as practice. Yep. In case there's other dancers. Yep. That will be in your way.
Laura has prepared me to be ready for just about anything, I feel like. Because I'm doing a solo for my part of Merce, it's easier and trickier at the same time. It's easier because I can kind of adapt to the space, and I don't have a partner, so I don't have to look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
If worst case scenario, I forget what I'm supposed to be doing, I can just kind of make something up because it's Merce and people will never know. I mean, Laura might know, but
she'll keep your secret.
Yeah, she'll keep, hopefully. And then it's a little trickier because I don't have someone to look off of. I have to remember my dance, but I also don't have a song to remember it too, because I don't know what the song will sound like until the day that we perform it on stage.
That is going to be wild stuff.
It's wild.
Awesome. Well, and so if anyone's curious, so everything came from an inspiration by that poem by Blossom Teal Olson.
Yes.
So see what has been created. And for all the other, the 13 other dances that have been created for these six dancers to show off all their amazing talents from years of dancing. And yeah, this is the group that, as you were saying, who have really taken dance to heart, that this is something they do beyond just their normal classes. This is something that is truly a passion of theirs.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, this, the Fireweed Dance Theater, their gala event is taking place on Saturday, March 1st, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets available at the door and online as well?
Online at fineartscamp.org.
Excellent. Well, Director Melinda McAdams and Senior Dancer Aislinn Nichols, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.